Okay, we are ready to begin. This is a shiur I'm very excited about. It's somewhere between 10 and 13 years in the making before I got here. And it keeps on coming up, and I like to explain. I want to learn tonight whether Kiddush in Or Torah, whether we're doing it wrong. And I'm not referring to the herring being of inferior quality. I'm not referring to the fact that there's herring and no crackers, which, you know, it's peanut butter without jelly. I'm not referring to whether there should or shouldn't be scotch at the Kiddush. I'm referring to something else, which since I started preparing this, multiple people have made comments to me about it. And I'll tell you where this started. I don't remember the exact details, but I was living in Queens. So I've been out of Queens already 10 and a half years. So I was living in Queens, and I became very close friends, who's still one of my closest friends today, with a person named Eli Felder. Eli Felder lives in the Upper West Side. He's a Shol Meshiv in Shar HaTorah in Queens. He's a brilliant, brilliant Talmud Chacham. His father was Rabbi Aaron Felder. Rabbi Aaron Felder was Dave Relich's rabbi. I don't know if that's what you heard tonight. You can tell me it's because of me.
I knew
what it was. Right? Aaron Felder was one of the biggest post-game in America. He was a Talmud Muluk over Moshe Feinstein. Learned by him, I think, for 10 or 12 years. I believe he was the first one, maybe the second, to write English Svarim in Halacha, before Art Scroll. He has a famous one on Hilchos Avelos, which is used by just about every rabbi. We have it upstairs in the Beis Medrash. He has Ole Yeshurin, Yesoda Yeshurin. His grandfather, Rav Aaron Felder's father, was Gedalia Felder, who was a big rav in Toronto, a contemporary of Moshe. He was the senior postdoc for the Chafkei, started the Vod in Philadelphia, had a shul in Philadelphia called Bnei Yisrael Oev Tzedek of Philadelphia. A great Talmud Chacham. And his son, Eli Felder, is a good friend of mine. I don't remember if he told me, I was learning, teaching Psachim, Arvei Psachim in TABC, and either he told me, oh, my father has an article on Kiddush for Malkum Student, Arvei Psachim, take a look at it. And he gave me, his father wrote, Tshuva Svarim also, called Shelas Aaron. Either it was that, I don't remember exactly, or he happened to give me the Sefer, and I was leafing through, and I saw that he had an article to Rabbi Luban. Now, at the time, I didn't dream that this is still two communities before Edison, that I'd be working with Rabbi Luban. I had heard of Rabbi Luban. I had friends who I used to come for Shabbos, Jonathan Kessel, and everyone who was, you know, aspiring to be a mechanech, a rav, anything, knew of Rabbi Luban. And Rabbi Felder had an article in there, a letter there to Rabbi Luban. Should I say it nicely? I'll say it nicely. Blasting, blasting, criticizing Rabbi Luban for the following. I have his letter here. I decided not to print it. And I have Rabbi Luban's response, and I have Rabbi Felder's response to Rabbi Luban, and then Rabbi Luban's subsequent response. Rabbi Felder only published his letters to Rabbi Luban in his Sefer, not his response, which is not crazy. I'm sure many people who are Moshe responded to wrote back, and they didn't publish it, so it's not a criticism. But the issue was as follows. Rabbi Felder had come for Shabbos, I believe in 2005 or so. He came for a Shabbos, and he noticed that Rabbi Luban makes Kiddush up in the shul, and then comes down here, and everyone eats downstairs. And he said it was a violation of Kiddush from Malkum Suda. Okay? That's what I want.
You know, by the way, that he used to make it down bottom.
He used to, yes, he writes that thing. He used to do it down here. He switched, but he criticized. Now, it happens to be, this past May, Yom HaTzimut Shabbos, where Avishai David came for Shabbos. He had a beautiful Shabbos here, if you remember, it was great. A good friend of mine, Rabbi Nassan Rich, was learning with Rabbi David this summer. And he called me, he goes, oh, it's so interesting, I'm learning with Rabbi David. And Kiddush came up. And he was questioning why OT, Rabbi Luban, makes Kiddush upstairs. Great. Rabbi Ezra Sarda moved to town recently. I told him what I was giving the shiur about. He goes, yeah, the first Shabbos I was here, I noticed that. I thought that was interesting. So I took out a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah. This keeps on coming up. Give me 1 second. So I want to go through. So yeah, I'm hoping we'll finish tonight. We might need another part. I want to go through the sugya to understand what Rabbi Felder's opposition was. There are a couple of points. And what Rabbi Luban's defense was and is, and where I think we should go. Where I think we should go from here, David.
Does Rabbi Willig do the same thing?
I don't know what Rabbi Willig does, but I do know that many, 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 many shuls do this. Most shuls. What?
Rabbi Willig makes good
sense. Kids downstairs. Okay. There are other.
There are times where he has made it upstairs, but he always makes sure to have something to eat upstairs.
Right. So there are a lot of shuls that do this. Rabbi Felder also wrote a letter to Rabbi Yaakov Lerner, who was Rabbi in Young Israel of Great Neck. There, they also did this, but there was a bigger problem because it was in a separate building. Before they did their construction, they had the shul, and there was a bank next door, which was a social hall. So you actually had to go outside and in. So that's a bigger deal. I have that letter here also. So let's learn the sugya. What? We'll get there. That's not a shayla. Yes. Correct. Correct. So let's go. So there's the Gemara of Kiddush Makom Suda. There's a Gemara in Kuf Amud Beis and Psachim. I'm sorry, I only have it here on Bar Ilan, not the actual Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Osam bnei Adam shekidshu beBeis HaKnesses. People who make kiddush in shul to the shliach tzibur, like we have in shul on Friday night. Amar Rav Yideyayin lo yasu. Rav says that the Bor Per Geffen, which he made in shul, does not count for the Bor Per Geffen when he makes it home. Shinui Makom regarding a Birchas Hanenin, that's not the sugya tonight. But Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, he's Yotzei Kiddush. He's Yotzei Kiddush. Ushmuel Amar Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Shmuel says he was not Yotzei Kiddush. Why? The Gemara says, in a minute, the Gemara will explain. Ask the Gemara, El Rav, Lama Lo the Kiddush Ebebese. According to Rav, if the Shliach Tzibur was Yotzei Kiddush in Shul Friday night, when he goes home, why does he start with Kiddush? He was Yotzei Kiddush. Says the Gemara, rather simply, K'dei Lohotzi Banav Ubnei Beso. His sons, I guess, or Ketanim, didn't go to Shul. His wife didn't go to Shul. They need to hear Kiddush. But even though he was Yotzei Kiddush, even though he ate nothing, he needs to say Kiddush again at home to be Motzi his family. Ushmuel, Lam Lilo Kiddush Ebebe Kiddush. Wait a second, Shmuel. If you're not Yotzei Kiddush, what is the point? So answers the Gemara, Lafuke Orchin Yudei Chavasan, to Achlu V'Shasu V'Ganu Be'Kneshna, to be Motzi, the guests who would eat, sleep, and eat, drink, and sleep in Shul, they needed someone to say Kiddush for them, so Shmuel made Kiddush in Shul, not for himself, but to be Motzi other people. Okay, and that's why there's a big Macholkes, not for now, this will be another Shir, Kiddush in Shul Friday night, now that we don't have people. For the most part, we did on Rosh Hashanah. But now that we don't have people eating, sleeping, or in shul, so maybe we should not have Kiddush in shul Friday night. In fact, Tosos says it's a bracha levatala. This is a machlokas Tosos in Iran. Two opinions in the Torah, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. And probably if you go to all the shuls in the country, it's split close to 50-50 shuls that make Kiddush, shuls that don't make Kiddush. We'll have a shir on that in Mirtz Hashem soon. The Gemara says, "Vaz de Shmuel Taime." Shmuel is consistent with his reasoning. Damar Shmuel in Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. The reason why Shmuel holds that you're not Yotzei Kiddush, you made Kiddush, you drank the wine. What's wrong with your Kiddush? Because it was not accompanied by a Suda, and Kiddush without a Suda is not a Kiddush. Rashbam says in source number 2. We'll come back to the Gemara in a minute. He quotes two reasons. Kid Parashina and Taimi Lakame and Kiddush Al Makom Suda, the Chsiv, the Karasa Le Shabbos Oneg. The Pasuk says you should call the Shabbos Oneg, B'Makom Sha'ata Kore Le Shabbos, the place where you call it Shabbos. What does that mean to call it Shabbos? Kolomar Kriya the Kiddush, Sham Tehe Oneg. Where the Kiddush is, that's where the Oneg, the Suda, needs to be. So you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda, Inami Svarihi. Or it's a Svara, it's not based on a Pasuk, I mean the Ikpa Kiddush Al Yayin. From the fact that Chazal established Kiddush to be on wine, Kiddush Tanya LeKaman Zachrei Al Yayin, Mistama, what wine are we talking about? Al Yayin Shebishas Seuda Hukba DeChashiv. It's most likely on the Yayin in the Suda. Two reasons for Kiddush Makom Suda. What the difference is between the two reasons? Why you need two reasons? Is there an Afkmina? That's not the Sugya for tonight. Shmuel holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, and Rashbam, the next Rashbam says, Vim Kiddush V'lo Sa'ad, if you made Kiddush and did not eat, Lo Yatsa, Yidei Kiddush. You were in Yotze Kiddush. And if you're not Yotze Kiddush, most likely, or most has a tshuva not that way, but it's the pashtus is, if you didn't make Kiddush, you can't eat. So if you made Kiddush and didn't eat, you're not Yotze Kiddush. And if not Yotze Kiddush, you can't eat. That's Shmuel's position, and the Rishonim all paskin, like Shmuel, that ain Kiddush ela b'makom suda. Says the Gemara, Savar mina. They thought, when they heard Shmuel's din of ain Kiddush ela b'makom suda, they thought, Hani mila mi bayis labayis. That's only a problem if you're going from house to house. Meaning, what's called makom? Ain Kiddush ela b'makom suda. So they thought that as long as you're in the same house, it's not a problem. If you go to a different house, then it's not called Kiddush b'makom suda. That's what they thought. Which would make sense, because the case of the Gemara, where people made Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses and then went home. So that's what they thought. Aval mimakom l'makom b'chad beisa, from place to place within one house, from your kitchen to your dining room, from your sanctuary to the social hall, they thought it was not a problem, meaning they thought that's still called one makom. Amar lehu Rabbanan bar Tachlifa. Rabbanan bar Tachlifa said, Zinin sagin, a few times, Halakim the kameh de Shmuel, the same Shmuel, the nachas me igra la'ara, and he went from the roof to the ground floor, the hadar mekadesh, and he made Kiddush again. Why did he make Kiddush again? Sounds like he made a Kiddush on the roof. He's going to eat Be'ara on the ground floor. He made Kiddush again. Why did he make Kiddush again? It must be because Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda. So even Mimakom L'Makom B'Chad Besa, to go from the top floor to the bottom floor, the Rishonim don't distinguish that a roof is different. That's not part of the house. To go from floor to floor is a problem. That's not called Makom. It's not called Makom. Okay?
The makom now, here is different than makom by benching? Totally different?
By shinui makom?
By benching.
Yeah. What do you mean by benching?
You know, what do you consider to be shinui makom?
So,
like it should be the same, no?
The Rishonim will see in 1 minute references to shinui makom for birchas hanenin. If I want to finish this water,
right.
If I decide I have some water left, I want to go home and drink this water, I have to make a new bracha. So what's the halach of makom l'makom? Here, if you start your kiddush here and then finish your kiddush in the social, that's also a shaila, which we'll see referenced right now. So before we get to, there's three categories we're going to have of makom. There's within one room, what we'll call mipina lapina, to go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. Is that a problem? From room to room, makom l'makom b'chad besa, and then there's bias l'bias. We know for sure bias labias is a problem. This Gemara says that even makom lamakom is a problem. What about pina lapina? Do you have to be in the exact spot where you make kiddush? What does kiddush b'makom suda mean? So let's start there, and then we'll build and extend to room to room. The Rosh writes in source number 3. Sover mina hamin bias labias b'makom lamakom lo. He quotes the Gemara. Amar luhu Rabbanan bar Tachlifa, zin and sagin, hava ka'im the kamei de Shmuel, vafil mi igra la'arav mekadesh. That's a quote from the Gemara. It says the Rosh, two chidushim. Number one, hu adin, mecheder lecheder, room to room. Why is that a chiddush? You could have said it's only a problem from floor to floor. There, it's there's more of a separation. The Gemara's case was igra la'ara, the roof to the floor. It says the Rosh, no, cheder lecheder is also a problem. Aval mi pina lapina, b'bayis echad, but from corner to corner in one house, afilu traklin gedolm, a massive palace, ein tzarech levarach. You don't need a new bracha, you don't need a new kiddush. That's called kiddush b'makom suda. You could make kiddush in one corner of the social hall and eat in the other corner of the social hall, which often happens, by the way, because the kiddush table, again, if you're with me, kiddush, then it's a separate issue. But even if you're going to make kiddush down there, often the mizon. Now I think at that table they usually have some delicious or kakish cake or some crackers. But says the Rosh, corner to corner is not a problem. Tosos says the same thing. Tosos writes in source number 4, Perish Micheder Labayas. I think what he means Cheder Labayas, it means a room. The bias, I think he's referring to the main room of the house. from a side room to the main room, omi bayis la aliyah, from the house to the roof, komi igra la ara, like the roof to the floor, avami pina la pina, yesh kiddush. Pina la pina is not a problem. Ki echi, Ilya, this is to your point, ki echi de lo chashiv shini makam besamach, just like it's not called the shinui makam, the next gemara, kuf beis and psachim, refers to shinui makam for a bracha. Ula kamon gabe shinui makam, the kamar lo shanu ela mi bayis labayis, it's only a problem for house to house. Umiu, shnei makomos bechad bayis, kari le mi bayis labayis. Two rooms within a house, that's like bayis labayis, which is consistent with our gemara. Our Gemara says, "Ain kiddush shel b'makom shenu is a problem from house to house. It's also a problem from room to room, but corner to corner is not a problem." Umiu yesvarim de garsina nacha mipina lepina. There are svarim that have the girsa. They thought it was only a problem mibayis labayis, but pina lepina is not a problem. Kamash malan, pina lepina is also a problem. Look at a massive kiddush. That's the riff. The Rif learns away in source number 5. The Rif is explicit. Sabar mine, hani mili bias labias. If I'm a pina lapina lo, they thought me pina lapina is not a problem. Oh, Amar Luravanam Bartachlifa, Zinan Sagi, and I've a kaim the Kamehishwal, Vafil me Ara Ligra, the Makadish. So says the Rif, even me pina lapina is a problem. Now, what's the problem with the Rif's shot?
What's the counter? What's the proof?
What's the proof? The Rif says, I would have thought it's only a problem from house to house, but corner to corner is not a problem. Kamash Milan, Shmua went from the roof to the ground floor. How does that prove anything about Pina Lapina? So the Ron asks Kasha and turn the page. It's the top line on page number 4. The Ron says a very interesting svara. The Ron writes, the afagav, the lekel mishameha mi Pina Lapina. Like you said, you can't prove from this Gemara that Pina Lapina is a problem because Shmuel is talking about ground floor to roof. Afilu hachi, kevan demi bayis labayis labdavka. Since house to house is not specifically house to house includes ground floor to roof. Alma, what do we see? Ein akvias tali babayis. The determining factor is not the house. If the determining factor was the house, then a house should be a problem, but middle floor to top floor should not be a problem. From the fact that we don't care about the house, we see that the kviyas, the determining factor, what's koveya is not the house, ela bimakam suda. Umayata, feel me pina lapina?
He's rejecting the possibility of distinguishing between pina lapina and bais
labayis. Exactly. Pina lapina and makam lamakam in one house. He's saying, from house to house, I hear. But once you're telling me that house to house is not the issue. It's an issue of space, of spots. So once it's your spot, that means your spot and anything not your spot is a problem. Which is a massive kiddush. That would mean if you make kiddush in shul, or we'll see in a minute. Shlomo Zalman, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, shockingly, we'll see. But this would mean if you take this to the extreme, you're in your house, you're in your dining room. Okay, you sit at the head over here. And you know what? You're schmoozing. Your wife's at the other head. She's Nisha Chashuva. She wants to sit at the head. You're schmoozing with her other head. It's more than Dalat Amos away. You can't, according to the Ron, make Kiddush. Yeah. You're in this room. You're in this room. Let's not use your house. You're in this room for the YFM Chabura. I'm going to make Kiddush over here. I stand over here. I make kiddush. I go sit where Meir's sitting. According to the Ron, in kiddush, I'll welcome to that kiddush. You're not yotzei that kiddush.
So the whole thing about making kiddush in shul for the orchid doesn't make sense because if someone's in shul in the back of the shul, how can you make kiddush for them?
It's a very good question.
If you yotzei for your wife and your kids, they can't all sit in your chair.
If they eat over there, no, that's fine. They're being yotzei kiddush in their spot.
And you're
through Shomei Kona, and they're eating in the spot. They're hearing kiddush.
Yeah, it's at the time.
Right, because imagine you have 100 people. You don't have to all be on each other's shoulders, right? Yeah, yeah. So where you're being yotzei kiddush, you have to be able to eat. So we'll get to different rooms and a bigger problem. Okay. This is the Ron saying even mipina lapina in one room is a problem. A massive chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 7 is clear. Ein kiddush al b'makom suda umibayis echad mipina lapina chashim makom echad. From corner to corner, from spot to spot in one house, not a problem. Shim kiddush lecha lapina zu v'nim lach lecha lapina acheres. If you make kiddush in one place and change your mind even and ate somewhere else, afilu tutraklan gadol, a massive palace, ein tzarech lachzor l'kiddush. Now it is somewhat of a chiddush. You could have, I was at a wedding on Sunday night, a new hall opened in Lakewood. What's it called? Palace something, Cedar Palace?
Cedar.
I don't know. One of these places in Lakewood, which has a massive parking lot, Baruch Hashem, which is great. But it is maybe the biggest room I've ever seen. I mean, not ever. It's not like the Javits Center, but it's like it's the biggest hall I've seen. You could be in one corner of the room and another corner room and be it's a football field. It'd be a football field. So it's not so crazy. But says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Says the Shulchan Aruch, not a problem. Not a problem.
Is there a difference in the Friday night Kiddush versus the Shabbos lunch Kiddush? So
you're not talking about the Friday Kiddush in shul, you're talking about the Friday Kiddush in your house?
Yeah, in general.
It is both. Kiddush Friday night's Daraisa, Kiddush right. Shabbos day is only the Rabbanan.
Right.
There are Rishonim who learn that there's no problem Kiddush B'Makom Suda by there's no problem during the day, but we don't pass no way. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch. Now it is only the Rabbanon, so we'll see the Tzitz Eliezer adds that as a sniff lahakel in a hospital setting. We'll get to that hopefully if time permits it, as an added thing to hang your hat on if you need to be makel. But the Magen Avraham on that Shulchan Aruch says Valchachila Yasakin. Whoa. Lechachila, don't go mipina lapina. Why? The Hayesh Ostrim. The Arishonim, who forbid it? Who is he talking about? The Ran. The Machas HaShekel in source number 9. The Primo Gum says the same thing. There's a Ran. There's a Riff and a Ran. The Riff is it's a big Rishon. It's not it's not an obscure Rishon. He's a Riff. He's one of the, so to speak, the big three that the Shulchan Aruch goes with. Riff, Rush, and the Rambam. It's a Riff. The Ran, the Magen of Ram says, you should be Machmir. And the Mishnah Brura quotes this in source 10. This is the Mishnah Brura. Mikol Makom. L'chadchila tov shelo lasur mimakom shekidei shtal yesh machmirim gami pina lapina. Wild. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chadchila shvi machmir. Oh, imlo shayadaito be'ez shekidei shlacha v'pina acharis. As mistabra de'en l'hachim b'zeh. He's not even so clear. We're going to focus a lot today on das when you're going mimakom l'makom. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you want to be machmir and pina lapina? That's fine. You should be machmir. But if you're going to have in mind, meaning when I make kiddush over here, I have in mind that I'm sitting over there. When I make kiddush at the table where the grape juice is in shul, and I have in mind that I'm going to go eat crackers over there, then even the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, would say you do not need to be machmer. But lechadchila, it's a wild chumrah. There's a Mishnah Berurah, we should be machmer even mipina lapina. And the reason I'm focusing on this is because I'm just setting the table, going mipina lapina to makom lamakom to bias labias. The Shmira Shabbos Kilchusa in source number 11. He
could also be stamped das, right? Like in the kiddush room, stamped das is that you're going to go around the room.
So that is a great point, a great question. How much can we rely on stamped das? I'm going to get to this at the end. I make kiddush in shul. The reason I'll tell you the ending now. Ruin the movie. The reason it's going to be okay is because we have in mind we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch says not everyone agrees that das works even be makom lamakom. Does everyone have that in mind? Do people have that in mind? So Rabbi Lubin, Rabbi Felder argued to Rabbi Lubin. I wanted to go kisseder, but I'll throw it out there now. Rabbi Felder said to Rabbi Lubin, no one has it in mind. So even according to you, which the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it anyways, but even according to you, people don't have that in mind. And Rabbi Lubin responded that we have a learned congregation. Most people want the yeshiva. Most people know you're supposed to have it in mind. I don't know, but I hold like you that if every single week, it's one thing if you're going to like, sometimes you make kiddush in your kitchen and start your meal there. Sometimes you make kiddush in the dining room. You could be at a kiddush in someone's house and everything's in different rooms. There might be an issue. But But in shul, where they've never eaten shul, and if you know Leslie Ney is there, he's gonna make it. He's gonna, you know, I mean, in a positive way, he keeps the shul clean. You're not eating in that shul, so it's as if everyone has. Do you need to have proactive das, or the fact that you always eat downstairs? That's das. If you're asking on this point, I want to wait because we'll get there. Is that okay? Okay, so the Shmir Shabbos, he says, L'chachila, yochal b'makom shekidesh, v'lo yishan b'makom o'klal. Okay, the footnotes, he says, Dar Amos, you're okay, because Dar Amos is your makom. But more than Dar Amos, l'chachidesh b'makom. In Shulchan Shlomo, which is also Pesachim of Shlomo Zalman, in source number 12, he says, the big problem. In yeshivas, everyone crowds around one spot to hear the Kiddush, and then they go off to their spot. In the dining room, he says, that's the problem. Or in a house, daddy's making kiddush, everyone wants to stand around daddy. I don't know, maybe they're holding hands, or maybe they just want to stand there so they get the first cup. Says Rav Shmuel Zalman, that is a problem. L'chachila, that should not be done, which is a very big chumrah. I mean, it's a Mishnah Berurah. Not everyone agrees to this. If you turn to source number 13, it's the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, which the Pesachim of Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, who, when Rabbi Lubin, we're going to come back to this later, when Rabbi Lubin was responding with Rabbi Feldman, this Sefer wasn't yet published. Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky is Rabbi Lubin's Rebbe, and he always says, Kedai listen, he argues on Shmuel Zalman on a few places here, which Rabbi Lubin told me tonight, if he wish he knew that when he was responding. He quotes, he says, you're right, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. You're right. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir like this Magen Avraham, and he says that Shulchan Aruch HaRav is machmir. But if you take a look at the fourth line, the fourth line in source 13, Ach b'derech haChayim, that's the Nesivus, the Chay Adam, v'Aruch HaShulchan, Kasvu b'Pshitus, d'mipina l'pina ein tzarech lachzor ul kadesh. That from pina l'pina, you don't need to go back and make kiddush. V'lo hizkiru shum chumra l'chachila. All those poskim do not have any, they don't mention that l'chachila yishvi machmir. V'amar mori v'rabi shlita, he's referring to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. This is written by a big postik in Brooklyn, Rav Daniel Kleinman. He says, my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, says, d'mashma d'svir lehem she'efshir l'hakya l'chachila b'zeh. They can make l'chachila. V'chein nogin. Which is a chiddush that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is going against the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, but he's pointing out that the minog is not like the Mishnah Berurah.
The Mishnah Berurah is always saying, "But you should be machmir." This is the halacha, but it always says, "But be
machmir." So I don't know if you were still away over the summer when I gave the summer shir on Mishnah Berurah. I spoke about the difference between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan went to great lengths to explain the Minhagim and to justify the Minhagim. And the Mishnah Berurah goes through the Sugya and he tells you how, I don't give Minhagim. There's halacha. There's a halachic process. There's our Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, and Akronim. You're right. I still think it's interesting that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is allowing L'chachila, that which the Mishnah Berurah says not to. And it happens to be that is the Minhag. Now, you might not even need this because the halacha also said you could see the place. So Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach held that that's like Das. If you could see it, so then even the pina lapina is not a problem, which is almost always going to get out of the problem, because unless you're in a catering hall like a marina, right, which is like shaped like an L, there maybe you can't see one part of the room to the other part of the room, but in just about all shul social halls are some form of a rectangle or a square, and it's not going to be a problem in source. At 14, Rav Shmuel Zalman said that l'chachila, or maybe it's the author of the Shmir Shabbos, not Rav Shmuel Zalman, that if you could see the place, even without kamana, then even l'chachila, it's okay to go mipina l'pina. So even if one wanted to be machmir here, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Shmir Shabbos, there's no need to, because you can see from place to place. That takes us through Chelak Aleph. Chelak Aleph is pina l'pina. Machok Gemara says that bias la bias is a problem. The Igril Ara maybe isn't. It is a problem. Says the Rosh and Tosos, that's true from room to room, but corner to corner is not a problem. The Rif, the Ron explains that it is a problem. Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, like the Rosh and Tosos. The Magen Avraham says, but you should be Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah goes with the Chumra. Shmuel Zalman goes with the Chumra. Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, not a problem, no reason to be Machmir. That takes us through Chelek Aleph. Questions?
Couple things. First, if you have an open floor plan, you're in a kitchen, but there's no door between the kitchen and the dining room, is that considered one room? Or is it considered
so that's considered, rooms? There's no door, there's no, there are walls.
There's a wall, but it's open.
There's a wall, yes.
You can walk one.
If there's walls, then it's not open. Meaning it has a doorway.
Yeah, but there's not a door.
Right, so that's called two rooms. If you can see, then it's not a problem. He's very busy in the Shmir Shabbos, and I didn't get complete clarity. What does that mean, you could see? Does that mean from the room you could see part of the other room? Does that mean every spot in the room? Right, and probably many of your dining rooms, you could see into the kitchen or the living room, depending on what spot in the dining room. Does it mean only you that's called you could see? How exactly do you define the ability to see the space? I don't have that clear.
And when we're talking this whole time about making kiddush, we're talking about being yotzei yourself or being yotzei others. So because mipina lapina, because the other person has to hear the kiddush.
If
you're in opposite ends, they may not be able to hear the kiddush.
They have to hear the kiddush.
Right.
But we're talking about both. If I, this is a misconception here also. If I make kiddush, and I'm yotzei kiddush from Akum Suda, but you don't have a Suda, you're not Yotze Kiddush. I think people don't know that. People don't know that. People go to the Kiddush and they have herring without crackers. They have a piece of potato kugel. If they're not having mizonos, not having Suda, or double wine can work, or maybe not even double, or Vias wine, doesn't matter that I have, you know, lots of mizonos. Each person needs to be Yotze their Kiddush Mokum Suda. Good. So now, that takes us to us. We are going from upstairs to downstairs. That is a problem, according to everybody. That's mamish me igra la'ara. That's me makam makam l'chad besa. The Gemara is crystal clear that is no good. So what's our justification? So Tosos writes in Source 15, Tosos on that Gemara. He says as follows. What about das, having in mind where you make kiddush, that you're going to eat somewhere else in a different house? Let's use the kiddush in RPY. I'm going to make kiddush in OT and have in mind that I'm going to eat in RPY. So bring me a proof from the Gemara that that's not good.
Shmuel grabs his downstairs. It's not good.
Maybe he had in mind.
Later, the Gemara says he went from his house, the candle blew out. He went from his house to the Bay Chasna of the son-in-law.
Okay, so you're saying maybe he had it in mind? See, it's similar. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, Vein Lomar, the Makadish Khan is source 15. Al Das, Sherot Selecha, Makam Acher, Modi Shmuel, the Yesh Kiddush. Don't say that Shmuel agrees that Yesh Kiddush from Makam Suda if you have in mind. Vahad the Pligi Vistama, and they only argue, Rabbi Shmuel, when you don't have anything in mind. The more I ask, wait, Shmuel, if you're not, why do you make kiddush and shul? Maybe he made kiddush and shul, and he had in mind that he was eating at home. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer that, it must be because having in mind doesn't work to go home. Great. The rush is, I don't know, get to it. The rush gets out of that proof. You take a look later in Source 16 if we don't get to it. Umihu says, Tosvos, mi makam l'makam abayis echad. Could go to the Igra La'ara from the roof to the ground floor. Nire the modish shmuam kiddush bigra kidei lachol ba'ara the chashuv kiddush b'makom suda. Says Tosos that mi bias lo bias das doesn't work, but das works mi makom lo makom b'chad besa. Now I think the svara behind that is that das, all over the place, works to connect spaces with shinui makom in certain cases, right? You could have in mind that you're going to continue eating later. If changing places is somewhat of a hesach hadas, is a hefsek, it's not connected, and Das connects it. So then Tosos says that Das works. Tosos has Yerushalmi, which sounds the way. It's very hard often to understand when the Rishonim go back and forth in Yerushalmi because the Girsaos in Yerushalmi are very unclear, and all the Rishonim have a different text of the Girsa of the Yerushalmi. But Tosos has a Yerushalmi that sounds the same way, that Shmuel agrees that if you're going Mimakum Lumakum B'chad Bayis B'chad Besa, then Das works. Now, just for purposes of time, I will tell you that Rabbeinu David, who's a Rishon on Pesachim, says that Das does not work Mimakum Lumakum. On the flip side, the Rosh coach of Rabbeinu Nissim that says that Das works even Mibayis L'Bayis. And when the Gemara asks Shmuel, Lama le Kedusha ve Kedishta, what does he do with that proof? He says, well, the Gemara was saying that you're right, Das works, but people don't know that. People don't know what's in Shmuel's mind. So what are people going to think when they see him making Kiddush? They're going to think, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay? So you have three shitas in Rishonim. Das works even Mibayis L'Bayis. Das doesn't work even Mimakom L'Makom. And Tosos with a split sock. Das does not work Mibayis L'Bayis. But Das works, Mimakom L'Makom. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch in source 17. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch says, In Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda, Mibayis Echa Mipina L'Pina, Chashu Makom Echa, we saw that, Shem Kiddush Lecha B'Pina Zev, Nimak Lecha B'Pina Cheres, Afilu Traklon Gadol, Ein Tzarech L'Achzer L'Kaddish. Mibayis L'Sukkah, we're not going to talk about that tonight, fascinating. What's that called? This year you made Kiddush in your sukkah the first night, many people, right? And where'd you eat? In your house. That's called bias l'bias. How does that work? Kiddush Makom Suda. That's called Makom l'Makom. Fascinating discussion. Maybe we'll do that before Sukkos. Okay. The bias l'sukkah chashav can be pina l'pina. Okay. Tosel says that bias l'sukkah is called pina l'pina. Maybe that's only if it's connected to the house, it's part of the wall. Okay, that's in the Rishonim of the Mishnah Berurah. The Yeshomer Shakol Sharom Makomo, if you may buy Slachatzer and Sarak Lachsel, because you can see it, Amir Peset, fine. The Yeshomer Shem Kidesh Bimokam Ach Echad, Al Das Lakam Makam Acher, Shop Your Dummy. For who, Shiyu, Shnei, Amakomos, Bais Echad. As long as the two places are in one house, having Das works, could go Mechedu Lechedu Meheglara, Mechay Nicker. So we make Kiddush and Shul, we have in mind to eat downstairs. Okay, whether Stam Das works, we could discuss that. We will. It's okay, says the Shulchan Aruch L'chein Iker. It's clear in the Ramah that it's okay. So what's Rabbi Felder's problem? The problem is because the good old Mishnah Berurah is not so happy. The Be'er Halacha was the Mishnah Berurah's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. We call Makom L'chadchila Lo Yasa Kain. You should not do that. Ella b'makom duchak, unless you're stuck. Why? Because the Magen Avraham even is machmir mipina lapina, and even though we said that you don't really have to be machmir when it comes to das mipina lapina, but mecheder lecheder, it's good to be machmir, not to rely on das, which is a difficult Mishnah Berurah to understand because the Ran the Magen Avraham is machmir mipina lapina. Why does that tell you that mimakom lamakom das shouldn't work? It's a big chiddush. He doesn't quote the Rabbeinu David. I'm not sure. I think it might have been published relatively recently. I'm not sure why he doesn't quote. Why doesn't quote the Rabbeinu David? He doesn't quote other Rishonim. There's even Rishonim who allow it mibayis labayis. So that far we're not going to go. But the fact that the Be'er Halacha here is machmir is a big chiddush. But he's machmir. This is the Mishnah Berurah. So when Rabbi Felder wrote to Rabbi Lubin, this was his main problem. His main problem is that I don't understand why are you making Kiddush. I don't think I've had the first letter here. Why are you making Kiddush upstairs and eating downstairs? Even if you're going to have it in mind, first of all, he says people you're not even having it in mind. But even if you're going to have it in mind, the Be'er Halacha says you can't do it. L'chachinu lo yasakein.
I disagree. Adirabba, the fact that he's making Kiddush upstairs and there's not a shred of any of his owners upstairs, that in and of itself is proof that you can have Das eating downstairs.
But the Be'er Lacha says even with Das it's no good, L'chachila. No, that's the Mishnah Berurah. We can't. It's the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Mishnah Berurah.
Abed Agar, it's become Dochak.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, because?
Because people aren't going to, some people don't know and will eat before you hear Kiddush. Right. Some people won't be able to hear the Kiddush. If it's in a noisy social hall.
Good, so I'll get. That's why he changed. They used to do this. I'll get there. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is also machmir. So it's not just the Be'er Lacha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav came 150 years before the Mishnah Berurah. That he says it's okay, but it's two lines from the bottom. You call makom lechachila tov shol lasos kain sheish cholkin al zeh. So he's also, it's okay, but lechachila, now we're Jews who want to be lechachila. We want to be lechachila, right? That's our goal, to be lechachila. Lechachila, don't do it. The Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, also, again, is machmir, that lechachila should not do it, like the Be'er Halacha. Okay? So says Rav Felder to Rav Luban, it's, A, they don't even have Das. And even if they're going to have Das, and we're going to see his third opposition in a minute, even if they're going to have Das, the Be'er Halacha is not that. Not to have Das. Now, I don't know that Rav Luban knew this when he responded, but there are those who are Mako. In fact, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, again, and Rav Luban didn't know this because the Sefer was not published 20 years ago. Source number 22. After quoting the Mishnah Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes over here, this is in the footnotes in source 22, the arrow, Achein, Gam Bezeh, the Gam is because he already was Mako on Pina Lapina. Amar Mori v'Rabbi Shlita, Tiba Archa Shulchan Mashma, Tisharyaf l'chachila. Archa Shulchan says, no problem l'chachila. V'shapir dami, lismoch Allah b'zeh. Instead of Shmuel Kamenetsky, it's good, it's okay, it's sufficient, you're allowed to be so mech on the Archa Shulchan, that even lit chachila to go, mimakom l'makom, if you have das adkan dvarav. That's what Shmuel Kamenetsky says. And he quotes again the Derech HaChaim and the Chaya Adam, who also are Mekel L'Chachila. They don't have this Chumr, which I agree with all you. The Chumr of the Mishnah Berurah is a little difficult. But the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky also was Mekel. So it's not crazy. According to the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Das works. And Rav Luban argued to Rav Felder that it's also Makom HaDochak. Because they used to not do this. They used to go downstairs. But what happens? Let's be honest. You have a room full of food, people, after a long davening. People are not waiting. People ate without Kiddush. And that's much worse than not holding of a lechachila of the Mishnah Berurah. He said they did this. And that's why they switched it. Now, there's one other issue. And then I'll get to a little bit of a pshara. The other issue of Rabbi Felder was he said that you're not supposed to have a delay, a break between your Kiddush and your Suda. And that's a Ramah. The Ramah in source 23 says, it's the middle of the line, Yitzarech lecho b'makom Kiddush la'alter. What does la'alter mean? Immediately. Shkoyach, what does that mean? So I'll go through it. I'll go through it quickly outside. Then I'll do one inside. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'lo yafsik afil zman katzer.
What's
zman katzer? The Moruktsia, which is the Yavit, says, Lechachila, you shouldn't even talk. Imagine we try to institute that upstairs. You know, they'll talk during davening, right? You shouldn't even talk. The reason I brought that is to show you that we're talking about something serious. Talking about something serious. The Shmir Shabbos says that you shouldn't stop even Hafsaka Kitzara, like the Mishnah Berurah. Well, what does that mean? The Ktos HaShulchan, who is Reb Chaim Na, who is famous for Shirim, he says, Tol Kedei Achilas Pras, which is between 4 and 9 minutes. Okay? The Shari Tshuva quotes the Ginas Varadim, which is the Prima Gadim, who says, the Shir Ichul on your cup of wine, which might be 18 to 20 minutes. The Orlet Sion, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the great Svarti Posek, he says, not more than 30 minutes. So, it's hard to know exactly what the time is. Rabbi Luban writes to Rabbi Felder that he timed it.
And Das doesn't help for this, for sure?
This is even with das. Reuven says, I was in yeshiva in BMG, and there were a couple hundred people, and what happens after Kiddush? Everyone's got to wash. Takes a long time. Takes a long time to wash. So that's the proof. Raphael didn't like the proof. He said that's Tzorech Suda. And he says, I timed
it.
It's
also Tzorech Suda.
To get downstairs.
It's downstairs, so you got to get
right. Rabbi Lubin argues that. I'm trying to find where he says, Acharei shekibalti michtavo, bachanti b'sha'on. The rov atzibur magiyim le'ula machila b'chamesh dakot. That esed dakos af achad lo nishar beisa knesses. I don't read this exactly. Ein letzibur savlanut lechakod atzir kulam. People are not. That's not called hasakadas. That's where Lubin argues also. He says that's going to be. There's an Archa Shulchan. I don't have enough time, but Archa Shulchan says that the altar of the Ramah doesn't mean a set time. It means don't dilly dally. Don't do other things. Don't make kiddush in your house and then take a walk around the corner and read the newspaper or the magazine and then sit down for your suda. He says it's not defined for a time. He says, let me give you a proof that it can't mean just a few seconds, because you would go from Mi'igral Ara. You go to Mi'igral Ara. And he says, it's fascinating. He says that, Valpi rov achar kiddush machlifin habagadim. They change their clothes. What does he mean? You're tishbekesha. He means, I have a really good friend who's very, very, very frum, and he puts on not sweatpants. He puts on like dark khaki type of pants for his Shabbos Suda. He says every time I get my pants dirty, it's like $9 the dry cleaner. Got a little kid, so he changes. So he puts on a little bit more comfortable. Now he's not wearing the sweatpants at the Shabbos table, but he takes his suit off so he doesn't have to constantly dry clean. He says people change, so that takes time. So he says the idea is, it can't be a Zman Meruba. It can't be a Hesach Hadas that Tzitz Eliezer is talking about in a hospital. They would make Kiddush, and by the time they get their food from the kitchen in the Shari Tzedek Hospital, it could be a half hour, an hour. So that's also not a problem based on this Archa Shulchan. They're waiting for the food. That's not called a Hesach Hadas. Roy Felder did not like that. But that's also why Lubin argued that it's not a problem of Zman. When you put this all together, you put together that the Ramah says that Das works, not a problem. The Archa Shulchan is Mekel against the Mishnah Brura. So it could be without anything else, it's totally fine. You throw in that even the Mishnah Brura Teva Makom HaDochak, and that's going to save. How many people is it really going to save? Would people wait for the rabbi to get down for Kiddush? A lot of people probably would not. It's also unfair to the rabbi, because people maybe it would avoid people bothering me. Nobody bothers me. I know rabbis who don't even go down to the Kiddush, because they're just sitting in the shul and talking to people. So you put this all together, I think it makes sense.
Kiddush, but there are a lot of people who, for one reason or another, are not going to hear Kiddush, either because they don't get down.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they'll eat without Kiddush.
Happens a lot.
Right. They'll eat without Kiddush.
Or they'll miss it. They'll just miss it.
Yeah. Right, because to get quiet in that room is also impossible. Right, one way or another, people would eat without Kiddush.
Right.
Now, that all being said, and I want to mention one other point in a second, put all that together, someone asked me about this, someone from the shul, a little while ago. He says, I understand, and we went through the sugi a little bit, I understand, but should I be something on that? There's Kiddush in the shul. Now, I'm not telling you should be machmir. If one wanted to be machmir like that Bar Halacha and not rely on us, that's not crazy. I don't think one needs to. You have an Archa Shulchan, you have a Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. You might say, Makom HaDochek, that's not a Dochek for me. I'm a firm person. I'm not going to eat without Kiddush. I think one can certainly rely on, or Lubin told me probably 20 times, whatever, Kedai Rabbi Shmuel Lismach, whatever he says, the Halacha is going to be like him. You could always be Mako like Rabbi Shmuel. He didn't say he should always be Machmer like Rabbi Shmuel, but he could always be Mako like Rabbi Shmuel. But if one wanted to take on the chumrah, one has to know. One can't take on every chumrah in their life. If one wanted to take on a chumrah, Kiddush Melakam Suda, and make sure to have a kid. Now, there are other factors. Maybe you don't like grape juice. Maybe you don't like scotch. Maybe the grape juice, the sugar is not good for you. So you have to weigh in terms of whether one should be or shouldn't be machmir, but it's not a crazy chumra to take on themselves.
Is it better to be Yosef the grape juice of the rabbi than the scotch?
What do you say?
Is it better to be Yosef the grape juice of the rabbi than the scotch that you're going to have?
I am okay being Yosef scotch. That's also that's a kula. My rav, when I was in Psaic, always make kiddush on scotch. That's what I do. There are people who are machmir.
Well.
What? On a shot glass. Except for 1 week, they didn't have a shot glass.
No,
he made a whole kiddush cup. That's a separate conversation.
That's another topic.
Yeah, that is another topic. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, let me finish up. Some people have done. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky also learns, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that zman is not totally on 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 30 minutes. It's totally on Hesachadas. And if it's part of your meal, that's not called Hesachadas. So it's three places that he's makel on Kiddush, all which help us. There's one last point, is does Das of the Mekadesh work for everybody else? So that Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Arbach was had a suffix on. Meaning, if I'm going to make Kiddush in my dining room, and I know we're going to be eating in the kitchen because it's Erev Pesach or something, Shechalios B'Shabbos, so that Rav Shmuel Zalman has a suffix. But I think here, there is an umdana that everyone has, even if they're not thinking, hey, this Shabbos, I'm going to eat downstairs. They know they're not making Kiddush downstairs. That might not apply if you go to a Kiddush in someone's house where they have food set up in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, the den. Then that might be an issue. But I think here, even if one does not have proactive das, I am thinking about on Shabbos when I announce, before I make Kiddush, saying, have come on, we're going to make Kiddush downstairs. And then at least, if one didn't want to argue, like you, it'll add, Michi, don't worry, it'll add 5 seconds. That's it. Mamish, 5 seconds. Okay, I know there are more questions. I'll stay for a few minutes. If you didn't, Davamar, I'm happy to answer your questions. Shkoyach, thank you.